USA Radio News with Dan Duraki.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the first few days of its availability. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. And ahead of a vote on legislation to set up a 9/11-style congressional committee to investigate the January riots at the Capitol, some Republican leaders are questioning the need for it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters that his members are still undecided.
I think I'm safe in characterizing our conference as willing to listen to the arguments about whether such a commission is needed.
McConnell added that he questioned whether a commission would get in the way of ongoing criminal investigations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The result? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is joining calls for a boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, citing China's human rights record. During a congressional hearing on the Games Tuesday, Pelosi said she supports a diplomatic boycott of the Games and called out corporate sponsors of the Olympics willing to turn a blind eye to genocide.
How sad it is to see the Olympic corporate sponsors look the other way on China's abuses of out of concern for their bottom line, with some even lobbying against the bipartisan Uyghur forced labor bill. Imagine they're lobbying against a bill of forced labor when our country has declared this a genocide. Here's what I propose, and join those who are opposing, is a diplomatic boycott.
A number of human rights groups issued a joint statement on Monday calling for the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a full boycott of the games that are set to begin in Beijing in February 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One Major League Baseball club is dealing with a large number of breakthrough coronavirus infections. Tim Berg explains.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
"The bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the endpoint we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness at preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And scientists at Florida State University say they found evidence that sharks have their own built-in GPS. The researchers found that sharks use the magnetic field of the Earth to help guide them, especially to travel long distances. Some species of shark are able to migrate more than 12,000 miles in a single year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.